There's really only one show that I wish I could erase from my memory. And not because it wasn't a great show, because it was. It was The Good Place. It was one of those shows that I remember seeing the finale of this first season and sitting up and going, holy forking shirt balls. And if you know, you know. And so if you haven't seen The Good Place, this is not the podcast episode for you. I would suggest leaving and going and watching that show and then coming back to this conversation because I don't want to ruin it for you in the way that I wish that I could erase it from my memory and experience that twist all over again. But I actually came across a situation where I really felt like I was living a scene from The Good Place. So there's this scene where Michael is begging the Good Place committee to act. People are suffering in the bad place, and the committee agrees something should be done. But instead of actually doing anything, they say, we have rules, procedures, we're the good guys, we can't just do stuff. That's the line. And Michael is just standing there, completely exasperated because people are literally suffering, and the good guys are so locked into their procedures that they can't lift a finger. Now, it's hilarious on TV, it's meant to be funny. But when you experience it in real life, whether you are dealing with a company as a customer or seeing it internally, it is absolutely maddening. And I lived it recently, and it was one of those moments where I was like, oh yeah, this is exactly what they were talking about. So a couple of months ago, I talked about getting a smart ring. And I'm a data nerd, so like I really loved it. I love to be able to see my sleep patterns and when my stress was spiking and all of that stuff. And the battery used to last maybe like 4 to 6 days. And then they sent out a firmware update. And suddenly my battery was no longer lasting 4 days. It wasn't lasting 2. And in fact, it was lasting like 14-ish hours, which really makes this product useless because you can't track sleep or recovery if it doesn't even make it through the night. Now, I am an early adopter and tech fails and I get it. So I went through their troubleshooting hub. I did the soft reset. I did the hard reset. I waited days in between each, just like it was telling me to do. And a full week had gone by and no change. So I'd probably spent like probably 10 days at this point going back and forth with their automated support. And I finally said, okay, I give in. I cannot be self-sufficient here. I'm going to reach out to support. So I opened their app and I click on the little chat icon. And I saw the logo of a well-known customer experience platform that I respect, and I actually know real people who work there. And I think, okay, yeah, they're legit. This is going to be great. I'm second in line in the queue. No problem. The agent pops up. I explain everything. I did the firmware update. My battery doesn't work anymore. I've gone through your troubleshooting. I've done this reset. I've done that reset, et cetera, et cetera. And their response was, well, have you tried a soft reset? And I'm like, yeah, I did. And not only that, but your integrated troubleshooting thing knows I did it because I can look at the activity list and it says soft reset, factory reset. And not only that, but like, I just told you that I did all of that. So I said, yeah, I've done all of that, you know, polite, trying to let someone do their job. And then I had to go to a meeting because I didn't get any response. About halfway through my meeting, I got a, are you there? Question mark chat. And then it closed. And I guess, you know, I was in a meeting, I let my phone screen go dark, I was trying to, you know, focus on something I was supposed to be doing. So I started over, I got another agent with another explanation, and another couple of days of this back and forth. Finally, someone says, we'll replace your ring. Great, that is all I was going for. That was what I assumed. I'd already looked on Reddit to see how this works. And yeah, Reddit said they will eventually replace your ring. Except it wasn't that easy. Because next came, I guess, the paperwork. Okay, they needed my email, my phone, my mailing address, my ring size. Fine. All of that I can give you. But then they said, we need a copy of your purchase invoice. And I didn't have that because I had bought it at Walmart like in March. And I didn't have the receipt because I didn't feel like I needed to keep it. It's been a couple of months. So I explained to the agent, hey, I don't have that receipt. The agent says, I just need your invoice number. And I say, well, I don't have it. And we go back and forth that a couple of times. And then finally, the agent says, well, you can go to Walmart and have them look it up. And so they are telling me in order to get this moving forward, I have to go to Walmart to prove that I bought the product. Except I know that they can see that I activated the product and that I've been paying the subscription for the lost and damaged protection. But I didn't lose it or damage it, so I didn't want to have to like use my one-time replacement option. But the agent wouldn't budge. And in fact, we get this back and forth of, you need a receipt? Well, I don't have a receipt. Well, you need a receipt? Well, I don't have a receipt. And then finally said, you need a receipt. And then they ended the chat. And I was kind of like taken aback by that. So I opened a new chat. I did a little bit of the same back and forth. It was clear that they were following the same script. And finally, out of frustration, I typed the words I have never typed or spoken aloud in my entire life. I'd like to speak with a manager. Because I am a people-pleasing millennial and I've never asked to speak with a manager. Even when my food is cold, even when it's not good, I just push it aside and move on. As soon as I said that, the agent ends the chat again, essentially hanging up on me. And that's when it clicked. The agents weren't the problem, for the most part. They were polite. They were just doing their jobs. The problem was with leadership, because leadership designed a system where receipts mattered more than the data they already had, where fraud prevention mattered more than customer trust, where process mattered more than people. It was the Good Place Committee live and in action. We have rules, procedures, we're the good guys. We can't just do stuff. So how did it finally get fixed? Not by following the rules, not by being patient, not by going to Walmart and getting my receipt, not by doing everything quote unquote right. It got fixed because I tweeted about it. That's it. One public post about my frustration, adding the company. And suddenly the rules disappeared. No receipt was required. Suddenly I had DMs, emails, voicemails from the company, a brand new chat opened. And suddenly they wanted to not only send my replacement ring overnight, but wanted to know my t-shirt size so they could send me a, quote, token of delight. My private experience didn't matter in this situation, but my public experience did. And that is a leadership failure. Not the firmware update, not a bad battery, not even really the repetitive support chats. This was leadership failure. Because when you put process over people, you break the very thing you're trying to protect, which is trust. Not to do a hard pivot to my own company, but my entire life right now is focused on living, breathing, and trying to build something that reflects who I am and my team are as people. And we want to work with companies that get it. We want to work with companies who don't just allow their employees to delight customers, but they expect it. We want to work with companies who design processes that serve people instead of tying their hands. Because the best customer experience isn't defensive, it's proactive, it doesn't manage a process, it empowers people. So yeah, I lived the good place, except it wasn't a sitcom. It was customer support. And just like Eleanor Shellstrop, all I wanted to scream was, holy forking shirt balls.